Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today, I want to know how influential you are. And I don't mean on social media, with your prospects, with your clients, or even with your peers. I want to know how influential you are with your team. As small business owners, we tend to stock our teams with contractors, and yet we think of our team as employees. And this can lead to massive frustration on both sides. We want to work with contractors as small business owners. They bring us specialized skills, they allow us to be flexible, and they allow us to start gathering support even when we don't have enough capacity for a full-time role. But there's a catch to that situation. Because they aren't employees, they can have different priorities than you. Their commitment can be to their own business and their own business goals, or to a client who pays more of their bills than you do, or a client who's been with them longer, or one who has a personal connection. You can end up feeling like you're in this tug of war for their attention, and that can be really frustrating. So on the one hand, you're excited that you don't have to worry about taxes and insurance and do admin in a multitude of states. But on the other hand, it's a challenge for you to ensure that they're as invested in your business and the project as you are. And this is a really fine line that you're walking. You want to make sure that your team are meeting your business needs. At the same time, you don't want to step over the line and try and manage a contractor as if they were an employee. Now, having the final say might seem like the easiest way to get things done in your business, but it's not always feasible or effective. And if you bring that kind of direct authority management to your contractors who are naturally independent, you are going to find that that can backfire on you, that they suddenly get really resentful, they get frustrated, and performance dips below where you would want it to be. Instead, what you want is everybody to be bought into your vision and pulling in the same direction together. So while having people just follow orders to get stuff done might seem like a logical solution and it might get people moving, but it's not necessarily going to get them moving in the same direction at the same time and build that momentum that you're looking for. Instead, what you want to look at is persuasion and influence. And you'll find that contractor or employee, all of this stuff works really well, a lot more effectively than just do what I said. So the first thing you have to do is figure out what drives them. What are they excited about? What are their goals? That means listening to them, asking them questions. And once you understand their motivations, you can show how the project or the work that they're doing aligns not only with your business goals, but with their goals. Think of it as less of an employee-employer relationship and more of a partnership where everybody feels like they're going to benefit from doing this thing that you need done. Remember that trust and respect are the cornerstones of your relationship with your team. I mean, they're the cornerstones of any relationship, but especially with your team and especially with contractors. You need to be able to trust your contractors to deliver, and they need to respect your leadership and decision-making. This means you need to think about that relationship carefully in terms of what are your mutual goals? What is the scope of your relationship? How will you determine timelines on things? What are expected outcomes? What does success look like? It means talking to your contractors, not at them. It's not about you assigning a task to them. It's about creating a vision that every time you ask them to do something, it's clear how that feeds into it. It's also about having regular check-ins, allowing them to give you feedback, making them feel valued and heard, which then allows them to buy in even more into the process. When this happens, contractors feel trusted and they take ownership of their work and are more likely to go above and beyond, which is what I hear small business owners complaining about all the time, that all they're doing is the job that you paid them to do. Good news, that is all they are required to do. If you want them to be as bought in and as excited as you, you have to work for it. If you can respect their autonomy and their expertise and trust them to do the job that you're paying them for, instead of micromanaging them, they'll respect your direction and your vision and look for ways to contribute to it. As much as you want to call your team your family, as much as you want to call your team your friend, it's crucial to understand that they will never love your business the way you love your business. They will never be as committed to your business as you are. And they will never choose your business over their family or most likely their own business. If you're unable to come at a relationship understanding that you do not have direct authority over a contractor, I would challenge you as to whether or not you are ready to have a team at all.